With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. In its 43rd day, the government shutdown could be about to end. Today, the House expected to take a vote on a bill to reopen the government and then send the measure to President Trump for his signature. They did their duty, and Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says they deserve a reward.
The air traffic controllers who didn't miss a day, they came for every scheduled shift that they had. They should get a bonus. Now, I don't know how many they're going to be. We have to do that analysis. But I'm aligned with the president. We are going to pay them a bonus. It'll be $10,000, depending on how many we have. They should come to the White House, and he should present them with their checks.
Airlines have canceled more than 9,000 flights nationwide since the FAA ordered flight reductions late last week. The pace of airline ticket sales for Thanksgiving travel has slowed down. Would-be flyers reconsidering their plans. Overruling lower courts, the Supreme Court has extended an order that blocks full SNAP food aid payments. Lower courts had ordered the administration to pay 100% of the benefits, although Congress has yet to allocate funds to do so. So the Supreme Court has, in effect, decided to allow the legislative process to run its course. It's been a frigid winter so far, even though winter has yet to officially arrive.
We actually had quite a few records that were actually broken in terms of for cold temperatures. They're like record low temperatures for the daily. And there, a lot of them are situated across the southeast, especially Florida, the central Gulf Coast, and then into portions of the lake from basically Mississippi eastward. There were a fair amount of areas that broke some records.
Scott Klebauer at the National Weather Service. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 368 points, the Nasdaq 11 points higher. This is SRN News. Nigeria remains a dangerous place of persecution for Christians.
An estimated 7,000 Christians have been killed in Nigeria this year alone, according to Real Clear Investigations. Most of those slayings have been linked to the jihadist group Boko Haram. One Christian leader refers to the attacks as a systematic effort to erase Christians and Christianity from the Muslim north under the guise of the rule of law. Other Christian leaders say the attacks imperil all groups, not merely the faithful. President Trump has recently increased pressure against the government, saying in recent days that the United States cannot stand by while such atrocities are happening in Nigeria. George Williams reporting.
The National Religious Broadcasters is launching a Veterans Ministry Initiative, a Christian outreach network dedicated to bridging the gap between veterans and the church. The initiative connects churches to a network of trusted partners with proven models to build strong, Christ-centered veterans outreach programs. This is SRN News. There are 15 and there are 30-year mortgages. Now the Trump administration is talking about the possibility of a 50-year home loan.
Critics contend it will not solve issues like supply shortages and high interest rates. However, Federal Housing Finance Agency Director Bill Pulte calls it a game changer for home buyers. A 50-year mortgage would lower a borrower's monthly payments, of course, but it could dramatically increase their total interest paid. It would also delay equity accumulation compared to a 30-year mortgage. Jason Walker reporting.
A Virginia Transportation Security officer is suing the federal government, accusing the Department of Homeland Security of sex discrimination over a policy barring transgender officers from performing security pat-downs. The TSA enacted the policy 9 months ago. More details, SRNNews.com.